This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. We continue with التفسير الموضوعي لسورة النور, the subject by subject تفسير of سورة النور, and we presented to you the story of الإفك last lecture, the slander about our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, and we mentioned what happened and the circumstances of the slander. Today inshallah, let's go through the verses and see what lessons we can learn from that event. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم. This was the first verse out of the 10 verses which were revealed regarding the innocence of our mother Aisha رضي الله عنها. ولذلك إخوة, يعني when Aisha رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين made that statement, when she found herself a loner and cornered basically, and she said that my only hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make his messenger see a dream, just a dream about my innocence. وتعلمون, and you know that dreams for prophets is a form of revelation. She said رضي الله عنها ما توقعت, I have never expected that Allah سبحانه وتعالى would reveal Quran regarding me. يعني وشوف التواضع, look at the humility and the humbleness of the mother of the believers. فإني في نفسي أرى نفسي حقيرة, that's what she said, I'm so little, who am I for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal Quran, revelation regarding my innocence. بس subhanAllah, I was just reflecting upon this morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimul ghaybi wal shahada, is the knower of the present and the future. Fi ilmihi al-azali, in his eternal knowledge, he knew that people like those will come and will promote the same rumors which the hypocrites promoted at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't that what they are doing? They are promoting the same rumor. They are still speaking of Aisha radiallahu anha, al-Shia al-Rawafid, committed adultery. Fi kutubihim. La, it's not allegations. Fi kutubihim, out of their books. Fashuf. ولذلك الإمام مالك has a ruling that is out of this world. ماذا قال الإمام مالك؟ مالك بن أنس إمام دار الهجر, ماذا يقول؟ من آذى أبا بكر أو عمر عزر وأدب. Whoever harms Abu Bakr and Umar, he is to be disciplined. ومن آذى عائشة فقد كفر لأنه مكذب للقرآن. And whoever harms Aisha in this area, he has disbelieved. Why? Because he's what? Belying the revelation. شايف الكلام؟ لأن في وحي آيات نزلت أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون. وفي أول آية إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم. الإفك الكذب العظيم أول آية. فسبحان الله, يعني she never expected it, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to defend the honor of our mother until the day of resurrection in his kitab, in his wahy. Because الروافض السنة بالنسبة لهم إيه؟ يعني بالنسبة لهم لا يقبلون بالسنة. They don't accept the sunnah. هم عندهم their own sunnah, الكافي الكليني و another book. تقول له البخاري ومسلم, يقول له البخاري ومسلم مين؟ ما نعرفش البخاري. We don't know who's البخاري ومسلم. فتيجي تقول له you come to him now and you tell him, listen, the Prophet saw a dream that Aisha is innocent. What is he going to say? Where? Who narrated this? Where? البخاري ومسلم. بخاري ومسلم؟ لا لا لا. أبو هريرة. مين أبو هريرة؟ ما نعرفش. ده كفر كله. شايف شوف الحكمة. Wisdom out of this world. ولذلك القرآن يقف, وما القرآن منهم من يكذب القرآن. أنت تعرف أن فيهم فصل الخطاب, رجل من علماء الجزائري هذا يقول لك فصل الخطاب في تحريف كتاب رب الأرباب أو رب العباد, حاجة زي كده. هم عندهم يؤمنون, they believe that القرآن هذا محرف. يعني this is the out of line of them, this is the extremist, and the true Quran is with the المهدي بتاعهم في in the tunnel for almost 1,000 years now, and he's gonna come out with it. فالشاهد or the point is made here is Allah سبحانه وتعالى revealed this in the Quran so that shut the mouth, don't open your mouth about the mothers of the believers. The first lesson that we learn is amazing. قول الله تعالى إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة. Indeed those who uttered this ifk, this great lie, are punch. A punch. عصبة يعني a lot of them. طب we know from the story, based on the hadith which we narrated last lecture, who triggered the whole thing? Who started it? One. Lower the head of the hypocrites. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul is a mouth that speaks for a lot of mouth, plural. There are a lot of them. Abdullah happened to speak, but there are a lot of them in your midst. Minkum. Minkum. He's not one. He just happened to speak out. For you to understand the circumstances of the event, the slander, it came after the hypocrites and the disbelievers have given on bringing Islam down in the battlefield. Given up. I forgot up there. Have given up the hope. Badr over. Uhud over. Al-Ahzab, the big piece. The 10,000. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ. الأحزاب هذه out of this world. 10,000 are marching to Medina, twice even the population of Medina. Impossible. Oh, الأحزاب. Oh. And then came المصطلق, the fifth year after Hijrah. We cannot defeat them in the battlefield. Let's defeat them where? Inside. Let's harm Islam from inside. And this is what we call, yeah, the America like to call it, once it comes to terrorism, they call it what? Hidden what? Hidden cells. Like they call it hidden cells. Hidden cells. It's exactly, listen to me, in any Muslim community they exist. They existed in the masjid of the Prophet. Isn't that true? Well, Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul did not exist where? Where did he exist? In every single Muslim community, there is that type. There is that type. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Look at the thing here. In spite of the ill intention of such types of people in the community, but they always managed to attract couple of the true believers. أنت تعجب من وقع في 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 حديث الإفك. من وقع فيه؟ A famous name. شاعر كان يذب عن عرض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حسان بن ثابت. اسمه شاعر النبي. كان لما الكفار when the disbelievers would speak bad about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم would say to حسان what? أهجو وروح القدس معك. أهجو. Go and defend me. And روح القدس is supporting you. He fallen in that fitna. He was actually one of the people who were flogged because of speaking about the honor of Aisha radiallahu anha. Hassan ibn Thabit. So he got what? What I want to say is, these sleeping cells, when they are activated, they manage to attract what? Some good people. And they fall for them. Guess who else? Hamana bint Jahsh. Ukht Zainab. The sister of Zainab bint Jahsh. She was one of the people who was flogged over the slander. Mustah ibn Uthath, Badri, Rajul Badri. Badri, Shahida Badra. He participated in Badr. What I want to say is, yes, if they are activated, they cause harm. Then tashuf, wallahi ya ikhwa. This situation is out of this world. But live the moment. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right, in these 30 or 40 days, he is a husband, he's a community leader who's being attacked in his honor. The whole thing was a test for the whole community. No wahy, no revelation to direct him what to do. He's acting on his own judgment, ijtihad. He went around and he asked Osama ibn Zayd, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the maid for Aisha, I forgot her name, and all of them spoke highly of Aisha. يعني Ali ibn Abi Talib made a statement رضي الله عنه, يعني a lot of the people take it out of context. Ali ibn Abi Talib wanted the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw how distressed he was. A lot of people say Ali didn't like Aisha, they use that. No, that's not. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, his relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is different than anyone else. He saw the amount of distress the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going through. He said, just go and marry another woman. Don't worry about it. Move on. He made that statement, but it's taken out of context. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, I want to tell you also, like some caliber would fall for the hypocrites, You have also good people who will not fall for that. Even if they have animosity or jealousy. Yani, look, Hamana is the sister of who? Zainab. And Zainab and Aisha were what? Head to head. Regarding jealousy, yani, women. Two wives of the same husband. A lot of jealousy. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually went and asked Zainab, in spite of the jealousy, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ يعني هما في الشنآن. This is, يعني أنا أستخدم هذه الآية, I'm using it مجازا يعني. يعني do not allow the jealousy to be unfair to somebody. Do not allow any personal feelings cause you to be unjust over an issue. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم went and asked زينب بنت جحش رضي الله عنه, the one who is so jealous of Aisha, what do you say about her? You know what she said? أحمي سمعي وبصري يا رسول الله. والله يا رسول الله, no way I could even think about that. Imagine that she does this. Oh. Look at this now. Then he enters the masjid. Imagine the leader is attacked in his honor. Imagine that. That's a tough test for the whole community. ولذلك يا إخوة, therefore, leadership is to be respected, is to be honored, is to be treated well. Because once you bring the leader down, it's over. It's like the flag in the battlefield. He goes up to the pulpit, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Ansar is sitting down. من يعذرني من رجل أساء إلى أهلي. Who can take my right from someone who abused my أهل, my family? He means who? Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. فقام سعد بن معاذ سيد الأوس. سعد بن معاذ يا إخوة, سعد بن معاذ هذا الصحابي, when he died, the throne of Allah سبحانه وتعالى shaked for his death. شيعه 70,000 ملك, 70,000 angels were in his جنازة. قام, stood up, يا رسول الله, إن كان من الأوس قتلنا. If he's from Al-Aws, we'll kill him. Because Anna, he's what? I'm in charge of Al-Aws. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْخَزْرَجِ, and if he's from Al-Khazraj, you're the leader of Medina at the end of the day. مُرْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ نَقْتُلُهُ. Command us, we'll kill him. هو طبعا عبد الله بن أبي سلول من الخزرج. Guess who stood up? Who stood up? سعد بن عبادة. قال له ما قلت. Oh, fitna. What are you saying? You can't even lay a hand on him. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها, commenting upon the position of سعد بن عبادة, وكان رجلا صالحا, he was a righteous man, ولكن أخذته حمية الجاهلية أو عصبية الجاهلية. By all the sudden, my race, my people, overtook the truth. تعصب لمن؟ للخزرج. الموضوع أصبح عصبي, مش حق ولا باطل. ما this is هذه الجاهلية. This is the true jahiliyyah. That when you align with your color, with your race, with your people, just because they are your people, your race, regardless where the truth is. هذه العصبية الجاهلية. And this is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, leave it, it's disgusting. Sa'd ibn Ubadah, at this he stood in front of the Prophet. No one can put a hand, if you put a hand on him, I kill you. Al-Aws wal-Khazraj here, about to fight one another. Another fitna is about to start. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, calm down, calm down. And he walked out of the masjid. Imagine seeking help from the people. And that's what he found. A hurt man. I'm saying a man. He's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But see, at this stage, he's hurt. He's hurt. He came asking for help. And then it went somewhere else. They got it out of context. It's not about what is right, what is wrong. It's just about my people and your people and my friend and your friend. I go with my friend regardless whether he is right or wrong. My color, my race, my countryman. But the truth, where is the truth? هذه الجاهلية عصبية. This is always triggered by this slander. Here is the interesting piece. لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Yeah, subhanAllah, this how Allah started the holy. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. This is not bad for you. You know, in my opinion, the best thing about fitness tests, it shows the caliber of people. It really gets you to wear the inside out. The fitna, the test. And fitness tests, tough situations happened in communities to show who is he and who is that. And oh, this situation showed who is this, showed who is Zainab and who is Hassan and ومصطح. Different types of people. ما هو listen, ما كان الله, هذه الآية في سورة آل عمران, out of this world. ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب. Allah is not going to leave you like this, but he will test you so the pure is sorted out and the impure is sorted out. وما كان الله ليطلعكم. Allah knows it already, but Allah is not going to tell you the unseen here. He wants you to see it. Then في آيتين, there are two verses that come after one after another في سورة الأنفال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that he uses the wealth of the disbelievers, the strength of the disbelievers for that cause. Look at these verses. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who disbelieve, they spend their own wealth, the most beloved to them, to hinder people from following the path of Allah. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. Look at this. لي. They بسموها بتوع اللغة يقول لك إيه؟ لام السببية. ليميز الله الخبيث من الطيب. من المسلمين. When the disbelievers would go into a country, for example, attack a country, don't you find كده إيه, yes, come, ليميز, بيظهر كده the best خير. عبد الله بن سلول showed up. his gang showed up. And this is what happened. Allah test the community in order to eat. Because at the end of the day, you cannot listen. And alhamdulillah, we've been addressing this in the Right Belief series. You cannot accuse another Muslim of hypocrisy. You cannot. You cannot. Period. But, وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. They will come out. Now you know who they are. Watch out. Don't now. Stay away a little bit or adjust the relationship. That's how it goes. Adjust it. Don't like before. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ what? لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ فَلَعَرَفْتَهُمْ وَلَتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. يقول كده, يقول كده خمس ست سبع جمل ورا بعض, يطلع كلمة اتنين تلاتة كده ايه, يا راجل ده انا كنت بحبك. What happened? Important to protect the community from such things. Subhanallah, something very interesting will happen that you may be amazed at this, that Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the had was not established in him. He was not flogged. Because it has never been established that he made that statement. Because you must have evidence. Add to this, look at this now. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that if the had is established in you in the dunya, you're what? Man uqima alayhi al-had fahuwa lahu kaffara. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody gets flogged, gets stoned, وظهر هذا في قصة الغامدية ومالك صح ما عفوا ماعز بن مالك, ماذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما واحد من الصحابة قال قبح الله ماعز ستره الله. One of the Sahaba, after stoning him to death, one of the Sahaba said, may Allah disgrace Ma'iz. Allah has veiled him and he came and he disgraced himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so upset and he said, لَقَدْ تَابَ تَوْبَ لَوْ وُزِّعَتْ عَلَى سَبْعِينَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ. وسبعين ده رقم عند العرب ايه؟ اضرب فيه سبعينات كمان He has repented the repentance if it was distributed on the people of Medina. فهو الايه؟ الحد ايه؟ If the had established on you, خلاص. شوف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul to be free from this one. I want you to come. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ إيه؟ طب العظيم ده إيه دي فلاكس؟ لا ده عظيم هناك. بس حسان حمنة مصطح they were flogged خلاص. They're free from it. وحسان يا إخوة كفر عن ذنبه قال شعر في أم المؤمنين عجيب. I would have a hard time translating it. حصان رزان out of this world. He actually after this is he said he was a poet. He did say a poem regarding Aisha رضي الله عنها out of this world. Those three Allah what? Accepted them back. But Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul? No. وشوف بقى الفضيحة. He kept hiding around the community. Hiding. Causing all type of fitna. Hidden. He would say it to somebody and other people would go and But that's how it works. The big head normally doesn't show up. But شوف سبحان الله. فضحه الله عند موته. Allah disgraced him at his death. You know what happened, right? When the Prophet ﷺ wanted to bring janazah on him. He used to have, by the way, a son whose name is Abdullah too. Subhanallah. يعني ده بنسان إيه المالح والطالح والطالح والمالح. يعني Allah gets dead out of a life, a life out of dead. Abdullah هذا قمة في الإيمان. قمة. Top of the line. Sincerity. لما when the rumor went around that the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم was about to kill Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, قال يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, please let me do it. His father, let me do it. Because I don't want another companion to do it, and then I will have animosity with him. Let me do it. And when Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, لَإِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيَخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ قَالَ وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I will stand on the border of Medina. When Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul made that statement, that when we go back to Medina, the noble is going to stop the humiliated. يعني Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul is the noble. I'm going to stop the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to come into Medina. شوف Abdullah his son gets so upset. And he goes, Ya Rasulallah, I will be standing in the border of Medina and he's not going to enter Medina until you give him a permission. And he did it. So when his father died, جَاءَ لِلنَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ya Rasulallah, come and pray on my father. جنازه يعني. عمر قام له. عمر عارف القضية, عارف من هو عبد الله. وقف أمام عمر. عمر stood in front of the... ابعد عني يا عمر. Go away يا عمر. بس ينزل القرآن. ولا تصلي على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقم على قبره إنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله وماتوا وهم فاسقون. إعلان, an announcement at his death that he's فاسق, كافر, منافق. واحنا ليه بنقول عبد الله بن ابي سلمة المنافق؟ احنا why are we saying it؟ لان عندنا ايه؟ لان عندنا دليل من القران. احنا we don't say this يعني اجتهادا. اياك, ما فيش الموضوع ده, ما فيش اجتهاد. There is no اجتهاد in this subject, but we're saying because there is الايات في سوره التوبه regarding him. فانا I just want to show you the wisdom of Allah سبحانه وتعالى that مصطح بدري, مصطح بدري, مصطح ابن أثاثة. وبعدين في عندك نص تاني, ده الموضوع يبقى صعب جدا لو مصطح لم يقام على الحد. لعل الله أن يكون قد اطلع إلى أهل بدر فقال افعلوا ما استبدى حد. عايز يقول لك إيه؟ فري. ها. The second thing يا إخوة is يعني we always talk about أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها and her feelings and we do this because she is our mother. You know that عائشة is your mother. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. يعني we care, but we always يعني neglect the feelings of صفوان بن المعطل السلمي. يعني هذا صحابي, this is a companion, مجاهد في سبيل الله, is accused of having a relationship with the prophet's wife. برضو موضوع صعب, صعب, difficult on him. It was extremely difficult on him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala labeled him to be innocent too from that. And when he heard the rumor about him, he made that statement, ya ikhwa. He said, subhanallah. When he heard it, he said, subhanallah. Wallahi, ma kashaftu katifa أنثى لا تحل لي. By Allah, I have not removed or uncovered the shoulder of a female who is not lawful for me in my life. يعني
طيبة. موضوع صعب. وبعدين عائشة بتحكي في الحديث انها تقول ايه, استرجع, he did not even wake me up, he did not even come towards me from a distance, he kept saying إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون, إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون, إنا لله. For her to wake up, he did not even wake her up. When she woke up, أناخ الجمل, he brought down the camel, he's looking the other side, she got on the camel, took the rope, walking. تقسم, she swears by Allah, he did not say a word to me. فبرضو الله سبحانه وتعالى relieved him from that. This is a big thing. Just to show you that when you're oppressed, المظلوم هذا, والله لو يعلم الظالم المعروف اللي بيفعله في المظلوم ما فعل, ما ظلم. يعني if the oppressor knows what favor he does to the oppressed, he would not do it. You normally oppress somebody that you don't like. You commit injustice against somebody that you don't like. But you committing injustice against that person, guess what? Allah is by his side, against you. ولذلك يقول لك إيه, لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فإن الظلم عقباه إلى الندم, تنام وعين المظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لا تنام. Don't oppress if you're up there. Don't if you're able to, don't oppress. You're gonna sleep and the oppressed is awake making dua against you. And Allah doesn't sleep, he hears his dua. ودعوة المظلوم ولو كان كافر, يا الله, even if he's a kafir, even if he's a kafir. واتقي دعوة المظلوم فإنها ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب, يرفعها الله فوق الغمام ويقول وعزتي لأنصرنك ولو بعد حين. Be aware, protect yourself against the supplication of the oppressed. That supplication goes up and Allah takes an oath, I will give you nasr, victory, even after a while. فهذه أمثلة, سبحان الله. Something that you probably don't know, that Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal al-Sulami, he knew, learned that Hassan was one of the people who is circulating the rumor. So he stood by the side of the street and with the sword, and he hit him. He actually attacked Hassan. But subhanallah, qadr, the qadr of Allah subhanahu, he actually wanted to kill him. But the qadr, that the sword went with the edge, not with the... فهي fainted and he left. I would love to, I wrote it, تلقى ذباب السيف فإني غلام إذا هجيت فلست بشاعر. When he beat him up, he said, take that sword, because when you speak about my honor, I'm not what? I'm not a poet. أنا مش شاعر. أنا مش هرد عليك بالشعر. أنا مقاتل. يعني ما هو حسن, his weapon is what? ما هو في ناس, their weapon is the tongue, their weapon is this. ربنا أعطى كل واحد weapon. فهو حسان, his weapon is what? The الشعر. فهو بيقول انت هتهجين, انت هتشتغل عليا بالشعر بتاعك, انا ما اشغل السيف. فلست بشاعر, انا مش شاعر, ماليش في الشعر والكلام بتاعك ده. هتأذيني في شرفي, تأذيني في ديني, هرد عليك بما بسلاحي. I will answer you with what? ما هو انا مش عاجز يعني ما he's telling him that I'm not crippled. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصلح بينهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم fixed, يعني he made up between them. طيب, let's close here by getting the direction. How should we deal with a situation? شوف يا إخوة, أول نصيحة للمجتمع المسلم. The first advice to the community of believers. Now, if we want brotherhood, now, if we want to be together, if we want to be united, شوف أول إيه. لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. The first thing when you hear something about your brother, think positive about your brother. طب who did this? في مسند أحمد أن أبا أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه, أبو أيوب, when that rumor was circulating, قالت له امرأته أم أيوب, his wife أم أيوب said the following to him, يا أبا أيوب, خالد بن زيد الأنصاري اسمه يا إخوة, يا أبا أيوب, أو أبا أيوب رضي الله عنه, أما تسمع ما يقول الناس عن عائشة رضي الله عنها؟ Don't you hear what the people are saying about عائشة رضي الله عنها؟ قال نعم. He said yes. وذلك الكذب. This is a lie. This is a lie. أكنت فاعلة ذلك يا أم أيوب؟ If you are in her situation, would you do what the people are saying that she did? قالت لا والله ما كنت فاعلة. By Allah, I will not do that. Then Abu Ayyub said to her, فعائشة خير منك والله. By Allah, Aisha is much better than you. Why do you think she would do that? شايف المجتمع المؤمن, إنك تظن بأخيك ظن خير. ما هو أي حاجة اسمع, at the end of the day, anything that is done, any act, can be taken a wrong way. No question about it. Can be misunderstood. بس الله سبحانه وتعالى is inviting you. This, هذا رجل مؤمن, هذا رجل مسلم. وبعدين الأصل في المسلم براءة الذمة. يعني I was in the store yesterday and we're buying something. And then we asked whether it is halal or not. The brother said it's halal. And then my family kind of, they want to make sure. I said, don't do that. Because the basic rule that a Muslim is innocent. A believer is innocent. Until you establish otherwise. Ma, if we're going to play the circle of doubts here, that we're doubting one another's intentions, and that's another thing. That this is a chaos. But al-asl fi al-muslim, al-mu'min, rajul sahib deen, bara'at al-dhimma, that huwa bari'. When you hear something bad about him or her, find, would you do that yourself? Would you do it? No, I would not do it. Why do you then think that the other brother will do it? The other sister will do it? لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. This is a lie. For the inner resistance of the rumor. Inner resistance. طيب, you're unable to do this one. الشيطان عمال يلعب بيك شمال ويمين. شيطان is playing game in your chest. طيب, ابحث عن الدليل بقى. دليل عيني. Material evidence. اهو, شوف. لولا جاءوا, شوف الآية اللي بعديها. Look at the second verse. ما انت شوف الترتيب. لولا جاءوا عليه ب... in order to establish that somebody committed adultery, you must explain this before. You must do what? أهو لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء. فين الشهداء؟ Where are the witnesses? Where are the four witnesses? You accuse her of adultery. Where are the four witnesses? طيب, you're skeptical about the people. You're doubting. Establish the evidence. فإن لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون. If they do not bring forth those four witnesses, indeed these are the liars in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In closing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, listen, this was a learning experience for you.
The most beautiful thing about the companions, and they were
Allah would make them go through certain things for us to learn. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم. Has it been for the mercy? That was a learning experience for you. Allah would have punished me severely. We learn, ya ikhwa, from that portion of the event of al-ifk, and inshallah we'll carry on next Saturday bi idhnillahi ta'ala, that I loved what Sheikh Dr. Ashwat mentioned yesterday, that brotherhood and sisterhood is not just empty talk. It's not just blah, 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 blah. No, it is not. There are things that we must do in order to maintain that brotherhood, in order to maintain it. And على الأقل يا أخي, I tell والله يا إخوة, والله sometimes, we're human beings and we go down and up with إيمان. And when when I feel myself going down a little bit, I go, يا رب, I don't want to commit any injustice against another Muslim. على الأقل إنك تكف الأذى. ما هو, listen, you have two ends here. ما هو الخلق, the good character, the two things. كف الأذى وبذل الندى. ما هو كف الأذى, that you don't harm another Muslim. If you cannot be nice, if you cannot be kind, if you cannot smile, if you cannot be proactive in promoting brotherhood, at least don't harm another Muslim. Don't. لأن هذه مشكلة. Spoils relationships we learn that always ask yourself, would you do what they are saying that you're doing? Yourself. The answer is no. Why would you then think of your brother this way? Now if you're unable to establish this, then you should do what? Find material evidence. Investigate. Look into the matter, what happened. Before you just go about, because a word that comes out, it cannot what? And that's why the word is difficult. You cannot take it back. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين. And don't forget شروق. Ready now?